the transmission. And so the transmission is love is already in our very place. And so when I'm receiving that or this, I'm receiving the activation always. So when I'm saying that I'm receiving the activation always, they're asking us to continue to be self-aware. So self-aware is to constantly observe the brilliance. The brilliance is going to be the sunshine. The brilliance is going to be the highest extreme. That's what we want to seek as our daily pleasure. We're used to, you know, how did the Knicks do last night? You know, like artificial scenery. So we're used to getting our daily bread or our daily supplement or our daily joy from things of the external. And what they're helping us do is to bring forth our own natural garden variety. So in other words, it's like, just imagine you're a gardener and it's like, you know, here come your plants, you know, cropping up nicely. But you're the plant, you're the crop. So you want to feel that. You want to feel that alive. You want to feel that, I'm going to say like daily stimulated. So that daily stimulation is bringing changes to the heart. Here's the drill. Wherever your heart is still hardened, that's where you need to find out, test out more. So in other words, we want to remember that we're truly awakening. In other words, this is the ascension. This is the awakening. We're all going to explode. So if you're still angry at yourself, you're still angry at whatever it may be, you're still holding like plagiarism, judgment, we want to remember we're moving into unity consciousness where every judgment is really judgment towards yourself. We think we're different bodies, but it, like just imagine a pyramid or whatever. It's like body on the bottom floor, but the top floor is that unity where it's like we're all together as one. So when we keep bumping heads, what we're really doing, they want us to remember this, when we keep bumping heads, meaning challenge, we're asking for more. Let me see inside, let me draw the curtains wide. So drawing the curtains wide is asking for a new station, asking for a new symphony, asking for a new current address. So when we're saying current address, just imagine, have you ever lived in a city where you had a zip code and suddenly you had a new zip code or a new area code because they changed the system because, you know, more building or whatever. But that is how we want to feel, that literally, energetically, we have already, not even soon, coming soon, we have already arrived. So like we're literally immersed in these very potent, highly powerful energies that are creating quite a stir. And the reason they're creating quite a stir is like they're really challenging us to things that we're just very unconscious to, or we're used, they're saying that we're used to twice ignore, meaning we don't ignore it once, we habitually ignore it a second time. It's like those are the things that are now going to cause a stir, meaning you're going to trip over it. It's like, ooh, ouch, bump, what was it? It's just to draw our attention wise. They want us to commit to memory that word wise. It's not to create further drama, because that's going to be our pivotal moment. When things go awry, when things go astir, when things don't work out the way they're supposed to in our linear mind, it's because we're not at the same address. In other words, we're holding a new frequency, and that frequency of very strong, powerful light, it's almost like when I put coins down to get dollar bills, it tosses out the buttons and the paper clips. So like it's going to toss out what needs to be challenged, what isn't an easy fit. Because we want to remember, we have all committed to ascension, whether you're consciously, they're saying, communicating with us or not. So in other words, all of us are doing what you're currently consciously hearing in your treble, like your ear, like your tone. So it's coming through the vessel of the body that we call Nicole, but we're in mass receiving it, directing it, employing it, calling it through. So we want to remember that. It's sort of like we're accepting the challenge. Oh, everything that's not white, it's going to literally be in my face, not to knock me down, but to set me up straight. It's sort of like, oh, here's what's in your way. Here's what's in your way. The more that we recognize it in the positive that it's there to help us set the record straight. When they're saying set the record straight, they keep showing me, and you may get your own vision, so trust what you're seeing or feeling psychically. For me, I just see Statue of Liberty because I grew up in Manhattan, so it's an easy visual. But I see her on the side. So this is all about the divine feminine wise. In other words, getting her hat on straight, getting her crown on. Because when her crown is on, when she's in her power, when she's in her full alignment, when she's in her balanced light, that's when everything can shift. And so we all are carrying that loose change. In other words, we're all separating this from that. We're all separating internally, energetically, what stays and what goes. So when you find something that's particularly trapped, where you really have to cough it up, do yourself a courtesy, and they're saying like stay that extra mile, stay the course. In other words, don't just throw it away like, oh, you know, I don't want to accept that challenge. Let me just find a linear way to get through it easier. And they're saying, please don't. Because you're asking for prosperity, you're asking for light, you're asking for wholeness, you're asking for to be renewed, you're asking for exceptional grace. Excuse me. So in order to accept that exceptional grace, you want to keep responding to the clarion call. So if you want to see yourself as a light worker, as a priestess, you know, whatever your verbiage is, but you want to see yourself steady and strong. You may be the cowardly lion, you may be trembling a bit, but he's still one of the gang because he's steady and strong at the end of the day. So regardless of your particular disposition, you're in it to win it. It's like you're a leader steady. It's like your name's already included. So you don't have to think, is my name going to be included? It's already there. So they're saying you can go ahead and relax. And they're saying kind of like let the games begin in a very natural lifestyle, in a very natural sensation, in a very natural courtesy. It's sort of like, you know, if there was someone elderly or like a stroller, like someone needing help, you would have the courtesy of opening the door for them and delaying yourself for their needs, you know, and your heart would open up. And they're saying, you know, you do it at a moment's glance. So the second we notice the twinkle, the second we notice the halo, the second we notice the second hello, that second hello is the download. The second we notice that second hello, the second hello is the second sight. So I'm going to see something with my regular binoculars. In other words, my regular vision, linear, with personal history. But my second hello is staying self-aware, remembering we're moving into our ascension at last. So everybody's really an aspect of me. Everyone's really one. And so everything I see is really how I'm feeling about myself inside. So it's like, let me take a look. Let me check myself out. So are there beliefs I still need to release? Do I feel fear around certain energies that I need to discharge? Like, how am I feeling inside? Because as we will allow the light self-activate, but it's almost like self-ignite. Like there's something even smoother than the word activate. It's like, it's just smoother. In any event, it really has to do with her heart. So all of us have the brakes on to some extent. We all do. So I'm just looking at a horse, like digging in their heels. So what we're learning to do is accept. Can you imagine that? We have to learn how to accept good stuff. That's literally what we're doing. We're learning, believe it or not, how to accept the very best. Because anything from that human consciousness, I don't want to say that someone's saying like it's basically garbage. You know, they're using my words. They're showing me Oscar the Grouch. You know, like it's basically trash. Because it's full of decay. You know, it only lasts so long. It's you know, the pendulum. It's you know, like it spent all that money and now I have to go buy another one. Or he loved me yesterday, but now not tomorrow. So it's full of decay. It's got a short, you know, lifespan thing going on. But when we allow that eternal drive, that eternal focus, that eternal happening. So the happening is sort of like drizzle, 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 drop, drop, drop. It's constant. So remember, constant, continual. So allow love at last. Remember, we're accepting love. This is not based on how you did in the linear. It's based on your composite. In other words, who we actually all are. Receive, receive, receive love eternal. And so